I have a message that I want to bring to your listening audience this morning, and I pray that it touches those for whom it was intended, and that they are edified by it, and they might be able to go out and carry out God's message. If you're driving, I don't want you to stop driving, but if you're not driving and you're in your home, or if you're in a place where you're able to bow your head and pray, I'd like for you to just pray with me before we get through giving the message. Heavenly Father, eternal wise God, we come before you this morning, giving you the glory and giving you the praise, asking that you have your power, your word, Father, the message that's coming through you, that you move me out of the way, and that your word come forth, that it might touch the heart, the mind, the soul of the person who's listening to it, that they might use it to establish your kingdom right here on earth. This we declare it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, and together we say amen. You know, in today's world, too many of us are engaged in following the crowd. We have to do what everybody else is doing. If society says that this is the norm, then we have to adjust to what society says and do what's the norm. We have been conditioned to follow the crowd. We have been told by those in authority, don't rock the boat, just do what others are doing and you will be all right. All too many of us have conformed to what society is doing, and we're not having the kind of impact, the influence, and the increase that God desires to have in this world. But we who follow that Galilean servant named Jesus the Christ have been instructed not to follow the crowd. We've been told that we are to be different, that we are to think different, that we are to act different, that we are to speak different, that we are to do things different from the crowd. Essentially, we have been called out to stand out, to do an amazing thing for the glory of God. Yes, if you have accepted Jesus the Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you believe he died on the cross and rose on the third day with all power in his hands, then you have been called out to stand out, to do an amazing thing for the glory of God. Our biblical text comes out of the book of Matthew this morning. The book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, beginning at the 14th through the 16th verse. And the word of the Lord reads thus wise, "You are the light of the world, a city built on a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Instead, they put it on its stand and give it light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. Here we find the master teacher Jesus, the metaphysician, the doctor, teaching his disciples about their power, their gifts, and their talents. He's telling them, because you are in my fold, you are light of the world. He's telling them that their light cannot be hid, but that it must be placed on the highest mountain to shine so that men may glorify the Father. He is telling them that you are different. You are unique. You are gifted, anointed, and talented. In this chapter, the Bible says Jesus moves away from the crowd and starts teaching the disciples about their inner and their greater light. If I were to use as a subject from which to preach this morning, my subject simply would be called out to stand out for the glory of God. Every year, sport agents and scouters are visiting hundreds of colleges throughout the nation. And what are they doing? They're looking for players on the football field, the basketball court, the baseball field, and other sports, looking for them to try to find the right person, the right athlete, that one superstar who could stand out in the crowd. They're looking for that one who is giving it his all. They're looking for that one who is not just playing the game to play the game, but playing the game because the game is in them. They are looking for that one who is doing what he is doing because he has a love and a passion for doing it. That person is not doing it for show. He's not doing it because he knows the agent or the scout is looking at him. Oh, no. He's playing that game or that sport because he knows that he was called to do this work. When an agent or a scout identifies that person in that crowd of others, that agent will do everything possible to call them out and to have that person stand out and recruit them in order for the purpose of recruiting him for his team. In the same way, we who follow Jesus the Christ understand that there is a calling on our life and that we have been called to stand out and do an amazing thing for the glory of God. As a young man growing up in the East New York, Brownsville section of Brooklyn, New York, in Lewis H. Pinkhouse's, my grandmother, Patty L. Smith, who is now 96 years young and living life to the fullest, always made sure that when I went to church, I wore my best shoes. I wore my best shirt. I wore my best suit and my glistening tie. I was considered one of the best young dressed men in East New York, Brooklyn. Every Sunday morning, she made sure I was well-dressed, looking good, going to church. My friends in the neighborhood, the neighborhood that I lived in, people or my friends would look at me and they would laugh. And they saw me and they mocked me while I was waiting at the bus station, getting ready to go to church, looking good in my suit. They laughed and they mocked, and I could not understand why they were being so cruel and mean-spirited. But oh, my grandmother, Patty Lou Smith, whom I affectionately called Nana, knew that I was called out to stand out from my friends and my neighborhood to do a work for the glory of God. She knew that I had a gift of ministry that could not be kept in mediocrity, but had to be placed on a hill so that my gift could light up the world, not for my glory or for her glory, but for the glory of God. So she had me in church every Wednesday and Sunday morning. She knew I was called out by God to do some amazing things in life for his glory. The word church comes from a Greek word called ecclesia, E-K-K-L-E-S-I-A, and it means to be called out or separated from a crowd. You and I who follow the teachings of Jesus, you and I who go to church every Sunday and sometimes every Wednesday night, you and I have been called out to stand out, to let our light shine before the world. You have been called to be different from the crowd. You have been called to stand out from the crowd. Now you might say, called out from what? You've been called out from darkness and brought into God's marvelous light. And what is darkness? Darkness is referenced in Scripture simply means ignorance. And ignorance means not being made aware or conscious of immutable laws, truth, and the God's power within you. In 1 Peter 2 and 9, it reads these words, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Yes, my friend, you have been called out to stand out for the glory of God. The gift that God has given you cannot be hid under a bushel. Your gift can't just be kept in Compton, my friend. Your gift just can't be stifled in Watts or Inglewood. Your gift just can't be latent in Palmdale or Lancaster. No, you have been called out to stand out so that your gift can light up the world. In John 15, 16, Jesus said to his disciples, "You did not choose me." Come on now. "But I chose or called you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give unto you." Yes, you were called to stand out from the crowd, to let your light shine in the midst of darkness. Not only were you called out to stand out, but you were called out to stand out to do, watch this, an amazing thing in life. Yes, you were called to do an amazing thing. You were not born to follow other people. You were born to be you and to do what God called you to do. And what are you called to stand out to do that is amazing? The word amazing means a great wonder, an astonishment. When you don't return hate for hate, but instead meet it with love, my friend, that's an amazing thing. When you have disciplined yourself from not cursing somebody out or giving them an inappropriate finger when they have cut you off while you were driving or somebody stole your parking space, my friend, that's an amazing thing. When you try to treat everybody right and the same, and then you turn your back and they scandalize your name and you still love them and forgive them in spite of, oh, my friend, that's an amazing thing. When you have the right attitude of positivity, even when negativity seems to be the order of the day, my friend, that's an amazing thing. While the rest of the crowd will respond with negativity, you have been called out by God to stand out and be positive despite what others are saying. My friend, that is an amazing thing. When you do what you are called out to do, then God has declared that he will do some amazing things in your life. Friends, in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, the Bible says this: "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived what God has prepared for you." God has called you out to stand out, to do an amazing thing. Now, here's the key. Here's the point I want to leave you with. Here's the message. If you hold on to anything, hold on to this. God has called you out to stand out, to do an amazing thing, not for your glory, but for his glory. Often we get led astray when we thrive in our calling and our gift, and people give us accolades and applauses and beautiful, nice words that pump up our ego and make us think we are all that in a bag of chips. The reality is that we have been called out to stand out, to do an amazing work for the glory of God. How do we know this immutable truth or principle to be true? God says it in his words. He said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me." The only way for God's word to be lifted up from the earth is for it to be done through you and me. God gives us gifts. He gives us talents that separate us from the rest of the crowd. While the crowds and people may marvel at our gifts or talents, we must always remind them that this gift or talent we have belongs to God. And it is to this, and it is to lift up his name that we glorify him. The word glorify means fullness or wholeness or completeness. When you are at your best in what you're doing, when what you have done just, when what you do just flows effortlessly and seemingly without stress or worry, then you are deemed to be in your fullness or wholeness of your gift. And people begin to marvel at what you do and then start giving you the credit and about your gift. But it is at that particular point when they start praising you, when they start giving you the accolades, that you must stop them and say, "All glory goes to God." It is at that point that you must say, "To God be the glory." Jesus performed miracles and engaged in healing that people marveled and began to worship. But he stopped them and said, "Why callest thou me good? For there is none good but the Father." You'll find that in Mark 10:8. In other words, Jesus was saying he gave all credit to the Father. He gave all healing and power to the and accolades to the Father. The miracles that he completed, the glory was given to the Father. God is lifted up through your gifts and talents when people marvel at your amazing work. It is at this point that you must always remind them, "To God be the glory." Remind them that you are called out to stand out, to do an amazing thing for the glory of God. As I close, let me say this. If you know you have been called out to stand out, to do an amazing thing for the glory of God, it's time that you stop following the crowd and do what God has called you to do. It's time you leave the negative environment and you are the negative environment that's around you, and surround yourself around positive people that will bring you out of the darkness into God's marvelous light. If you know that you have a book in you to write, a business you want to open, a nonprofit organization you have a passion to start, stop worrying about the lack of resources or the fact that others may be doing what you want to do. Almighty God put that desire in your spirit, and he has called you out to stand out, to do an amazing thing for his glory. If God called you to do it, then rest assured you will complete it. If you are looking for a place where you can nurture that gift, you're looking for a place for that so that you could shine and allow the gift that God has given you to shine, then join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 2728 East Palmdale Boulevard, Suite 120, Palmdale, California, 93550. If you're not able to make it on Sunday, join us on Wednesday night at 7 p.m., where we will help you develop and nurture you and put you in an environment to allow your gift to shine. You will be showered with love, embraced with fellowship, and empowered with the word of God that will allow you to shine. Why? Because you have been called out to stand out for the glory of God. This is your power. This is your gift. Don't let it go to waste. Stand up and be willing to accept what God has called you to do. Don't worry about what anyone else is saying. Know that you have been called for this gift, and this gift is within you. He said there's more power in you than any enemy that's in the world. There's no worry that you have to be concerned about. If you just call on the call, if you just do what God has called you to do, then what he has called you to do will come into fruition and fullness will be manifested. And remember, when all praise go to you, when all accolades go to you, you be sure to say, "To God be the glory." God bless you.